When I was in high school, I had an applied math teacher who was just really, really tough. At the time, I thought he was kind of mean, actually. But he was really a great teacher. But he drove us really, really hard. Like, he would give us extra homework, and he really pushed us to our limits. What was interesting, he did what is, the term has been invented since then, it's called differentiated learning. But we didn't even know what the term was back then. But he would have a group of us going to do an extra homework to kind of advance and go ahead. And then for those who needed some remedial work, he would sit with them and give them completely different homework. He had this differentiated approach almost to every student in the class. It was amazing, way before his head of his time. And while he was a tough teacher, he drove us and got the best out of us. One of my favorite subjects, and I love it, even still to this day, ironically. I had a coach who did the same thing with rugby. He was a really tough coach. And he would drive us, and he would time every run. And when we're running a long distance or short distance, when he had this chart, he took everything seriously. He'd be clocking every single one of us by name. And then he'd go after us and say, I need you to do this, and I need you to do that. And all this extra work, we're like, give me a break. What are you... Like, he was just, you know, high school sort of thing. But he really got the best out of us. And I still today think of him as one of my best coaches. Because, again, he did this individualized approach to each one of us, taking us where we were and pushing us to our limit. I don't know if you ever had a coach or a teacher like that. Or maybe it was a parent who kind of brought the best out of you. Or maybe it's an older sibling or somebody else or a boss who's pushed you beyond your limits, you thought your limits, and got the best out of you. Oftentimes because they have a different perspective. They see what we don't see in ourselves. We don't have the same confidence that they do in our abilities. Well, in today's gospel, we hear this unusual phrase and can be quite disturbing to hear, is that the Spirit drove Jesus into the desert to be tempted by Satan. And it's almost shocking, but why would the Spirit drive Jesus into the desert? Well, I think it's the same mentality of that Jesus, remember, was human and divine. And Jesus had to understand fully for himself that he had all authority upon him. And so the Spirit pushes him to do what he knows he can do. And so his human self was tempted just like any of us are tempted. But here's the most important phrase of this gospel that we often gloss over. And the angels ministered to him. In other words, Jesus did not go alone into the desert. And neither do we. I think part of it, and it's super important to hear that, because often we try to do things our own. We're in this rugged mentality, rugged individualism in Americans' psyche, is that we could do this on our own. It's everyone by themselves. Well, not for the gospel and not for the work of being a disciple. We never do it alone. We always have Christ with us and the angels who minister to us. Now, look, I think, you know, when we're in the midst of pain and suffering, and all of us have had some form of suffering or pain or discomfort, and it's hard in that moment to appreciate that we will become stronger because of this. And sometimes it's given to us and we don't want it. Granted, sometimes it happens to us and we're not ready for it. But the Lord never, ever, ever leaves us alone. Like, we're never in the desert alone. And so what we have to do, whether the desert is brought upon us, this desert experience is brought upon us because something has happened to a loved one or something is happening to us that we have no control over, or whether we willfully go into the desert that we do in Lent. We willfully give up something or spend some extra time in prayer. We willfully go into this desert, whether it's caused by our own choice or whether it's brought upon us. We must allow the Spirit and the angel to minister to us. And this is super critically important, that we do not go alone. So as we go into this and we start our Lenten journey today and our first Sunday of Lent, and we promise to go into this Lent, this journey, this desert, Remember, yes, it may be the Spirit who drives us there, but we do not go alone. The Spirit and the angels will minister to us, because that is the promise of the Lord.